Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. The mayor of an Alabama community that lost its hospital is interested in pursuing a standalone emergency room. Hartsel Mayor Don Hall told WHNT-TV that his town has lobbied Huntsville Hospital to reopen some form of emergency care. Huntsville Hospital bought the Hartsel Medical Center after it closed several years ago, but announced it was not practical to reopen the facility. That left Hartsel without a hospital or emergency medical care. But in Birmingham, state officials have licensed a $13.5 million standalone emergency room. Hall said such a facility might work in his community as well. Alabama State University is holding a week of activities to celebrate the inaugural of its first female president. APR's Stan Ingold has more.
Events began on Sunday with a women's empowerment luncheon honoring President Gwendolyn Boyd. The activities continue throughout the week and include a speech by former United Nations Ambassador Andrew Young on Tuesday. On Thursday, former U.S. Senator Carol Mosley Brown will appear at a luncheon. Boyd is a Montgomery native who was working as an administrator at Johns Hopkins University before she was selected by Alabama State in December. She began work in February. Boyd was hired to replace Joseph Silver, who resigned in late 2012 after questioning financial practices at the university. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Motorists should be expecting more traffic on the interstates today. That's the word from the American Automobile Association on this final day of the Labor Day holiday. AAA says 35 million Americans are expected to be traveling over the long weekend. That's the highest level in 6 years. Going into the holiday, AAA spokesman Clay Ingram predicted today being a heavy day.
Well, it'll be mixed up a little bit, but I think the busiest day, honestly, should be Monday. That'll be when people are kind of headed back, getting ready to get back to work on Tuesday morning. And so, you know, we'll see some people coming back probably on Sunday, and a few maybe coming back even on Tuesday.
Ingram says lower gas prices contributed to the higher traffic. The average cost per gallon is $3.20, which is down 14 cents compared to last year. The mayor of Tuscaloosa is seeking to reduce city vehicle and fuel costs. Mayor Walt Maddox presented his budget proposal this week, saying it lays the ground for lowering gasoline and diesel fuel expenditures. The Tuscaloosa News reports Maddox wants to change the city's take-home vehicle policy to reduce wear and tear on vehicles. Tuscaloosa has 296 city-owned vehicles in its take-home program. Employees are allowed to drive them to homes up to 25 miles away from City Hall. His budget calls for a 5% cut in maintenance and fuel costs. Now for a look at the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Peter Crank.
Well, happy Labor Day to you all. For this Monday, we're going to see partly cloudy conditions across the state with some widely scattered storms as well north near Huntsville and south along the coast. Temperatures will be in the mid-90s this afternoon, and as we cool off this evening, we're going to see temperatures drop back down into the lower 70s with rather humid conditions as we go overnight tonight. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.